Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 13th of March, 1971. The title is The Signs of Souls Who Are Free from Bondage. Do all those who are sitting here consider themselves to be souls who are free from all bondages? That is, have all of you become free from all bondages, or are there still some types of bondage? Has the Shakti army become free from bondages? Those who consider themselves to be free from all bondages should raise their hand. It is a different matter if you still have bondages just for the namesake, for the sake of service. But have you finished your own bondages? Do you think that you have become free from old bondages in your own way, and that you are just sitting in your body in order to perform tasks as an instrument for service? The majority of the children raised their hands. Baba continued, All those who raised their hand, do you experience the slightest trace of distress or subservience to your thoughts or situations of the body? Or have you gone beyond even that? When you are free from bondages, you will not be under the influence of the mind. That is, you will not be influenced by wasteful thoughts. You will have full control over your wasteful thoughts. You will not be influenced by the circumstances either. You will have full power to be able to face all circumstances. Are all those who raised their hand like this? So, you are still tied in these bondages, are you not? What are the signs of those who are free from bondages? Those who are free from bondage will constantly be yogyukt. The sign of being free from bondage is being yogyukt. What main virtue is visible in such yogis? This game of the intellect is deliberately being played. So, what will be the main virtue or qualification of such a yogi soul? To the extent that the soul is yogi, accordingly he is cooperative with everyone, and he automatically claims a right to receiving cooperation from everyone. Yogi means sahayogi, that is, cooperative. To the extent that someone is a yogi soul, accordingly he definitely receives cooperation. If you wish to receive cooperation from everyone, then become yogi. Why does a yogi soul receive cooperation? Because he has yoga with the seed. Because of being connected and having love for the seed, he receives cooperation as a return of that love. So those who have yoga with the seed, those who give the water of love to the seed, receive the fruit of cooperation from all souls. What do you have to do in order to receive fruit from an ordinary tree? In the same way, those who are yogi souls do not need to have yoga with each individual. They do not have the desire to receive cooperation from each one individually, but by having yoga, that is, by having a connection with the one seed, there is automatically a connection with all the souls, that is, with the entire tree. So, pay attention to maintaining such a connection. So, in order to be cooperative, first of all, ask yourselves, to what extent have I become a yogi, And what type of a yogi have I become? If you are not a complete yogi, you cannot become a completely cooperative soul, nor can you receive cooperation. No matter how much someone tries, without having yoga with the seed, it is not possible to receive cooperation from any soul, that is, from any of the leaves. Therefore, what is the easy effort to receive cooperation from all and to give cooperation to all? To have a connection, that is, to have yoga with the seed. Then the desire to make effort on each one individually and to receive from them will finish. You will be liberated from making effort. This is a shortcut. When you are constantly cooperative with everyone and constantly yogi, you will definitely be free from all obstacles. Because once you have received cooperation from all the powers and from all the souls, then would it be difficult for such a powerful soul to cut away any bondages? In order to become free from bondages, you need to be yogyukt. And by becoming yogyukt, you become loving and cooperative in the right way. So, become free from all bondages in this way. How long has it already taken you whilst saying, "It is easy, it is easy"? You must definitely have such a stage, the stage of being free from bondage, where you have simply taken the support of a body for carrying out a godly task, and where you are not subservient to it. You have only taken the support for the namesake. Those who consider themselves to have taken support of the body simply for the namesake will never be subservient to it. Only those who are the image of taking support for the namesake can become the image of upliftment for all souls. How can those who themselves are subservient uplift others? Therefore, the success in service is only to the extent that each one is free from being subservient. So, it is essential to go beyond all types of subservience in order to receive success in service. In order to create this stage, remember two words through which you can easily attain such a stage. What are those two words? When you become free from all bondages, then just as you are able to catch the sound of each other, in the same way, you will be able to catch whatever is in anyone's thoughts. You are still becoming that, and therefore, you have to think about it. The two words are, being a detached observer, in Hindi, being a sakshi, and a companion, that is, sathi. So, constantly keep the companion with you. Secondly, perform every action as a detached observer. So put into practice these two words, detached observer and companion. Then, you will very quickly be able to create the stage of being free from all bondages. Because of giving your company to all the powers, you automatically receive all the powers. And by being a detached observer, you will not be trapped by any bondage. So, you have become free from bondages, have you not? For this, constantly remember these two words, detached observer and companion. Then, yoga and cooperation are both included in that. Now, in how much time will you make such effort? You have to be completely free from all bondages. Be a detached observer and perform all tasks through your body just for the name's sake. This time, have this determined thought with yourself before you leave here. It is easy for you teachers. Why is it especially easy for the teachers? Because their whole life is an instrument. Do you understand? Teachers are those who have become instruments. They have to have the thought that they are in their body just for the namesake. This will be easy, will it not? For the brothers, it is a double responsibility. Therefore, they will have to overcome difficulties to remove them. But for those who have become instruments, it is easy. What is easy for you mothers? Just as it is easy for these souls because of this special aspect, in the same way, it is easy for you because of one particular aspect. It is easy for those who are living in a household because they constantly have the contrast in front of them. Because of having the contrast in front of them, it becomes easy to decide. Because you lack the power of making decisions, you do not find it easy. But once you have experienced what the benefit from a certain thing is, you automatically make a decision. Once you have stumbled, you will not allow yourselves to stumble again and again. Because of lacking the power of making decisions, you find it difficult. So, because of being experienced in being in a household, and because of having the contrast in front of you, you are saved from being deceived. Those who claim the right to a blessing cannot be subservient to anyone. Do you understand? So now, finish being subservient and begin to claim the right. You must not even have the thought of being subservient. Do you have such firm faith? There cannot be a percentage for faith. What dharana did the Shakti army bring about within themselves? When your love and power are equal, then you have become complete anyway. Have you had a vision of your courageous form? A courageous soul is never afraid of anyone. But those who come in front of a courageous soul are afraid. So now, constantly keep the vision you had of being courageous in front of you. And also, constantly remember the two words you were told today, detached observer and companion. Acha Om Shanti.